听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, and we are on day two of a two-day article titled Exploring the Final Frontier. We're asking the expert, Dr. Peter Tso, if all the time and money used to explore outer space is, in the end, worth it. We have some helpful words that pop up in this section of the text. The first is the idiom spin-off, as in the TV show was so successful that it led to two spin-off programs. The second is the idiom food for thought, as in Dr. Carter's lecture gave us all a lot of food for thought. And finally, the noun cooperation. We will never finish this project without more cooperation from everyone. Okay, it's time to get your magazines open to page 31. Please join us now as we read.
Exploring the Final Frontier.
How have average people gained from space exploration and its technologies?
Well, the biggest way is through spin-off technology. Cell phones, for example, could not have developed, at least as quickly as they did, if it hadn't been for the space program. It has also greatly increased our body of knowledge. While the space program has not answered all of our questions, it has given us a lot of food for thought.
Is international cooperation the way of the future in space?
Yes, it already is. For example, ESA, European Space Agency, has 14 different countries involved.
Hello friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chelsea, and we are back with our second day of Asking the Expert, Dr. Peter Tso, questions about space exploration.
Now, we learned a lot yesterday. He told us that he really believes that the Stardust program is a great program. Students will be learning about it for a while. And even though it's kind of expensive, it's worth the cost. And we learned some really neat things yesterday about space exploration. But we're going to continue today with some more questions. And Esther, what is the first question that Studio Classroom asked Dr. Peter Tso?
Well, we asked him, how have average people gain from space exploration and its technologies? So what we're asking is the average person, you and me, how have we benefited? How have we gained from space exploration and also its technologies, the things that have developed because of space exploration?
And Dr. Peter Tso's answer is, well, the biggest way is through spin-off technology. Now that word spin-off refers to a product or something that is created from something else that was created much earlier. He goes on to talk about cell phones, for example, could not have been developed at least as quickly as they did if it hadn't been for the space program. Now that's very interesting. We have cell phones today because of the exploration that they've done in space.
That's right. That increased the production and the idea of cell phone technology. And I think we don't even think about that sometimes, about the spin-off technology. The phrase here in this sentence is, if it hadn't been for the space program, meaning obviously the space program is very important. And right now we're going to go to Liz with Grammar on the Go, and she's going to explain this sentence structure a little further.
Hello, friends. It's time for Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz. We've been talking about the space program, so here I am at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. This museum is known for having the world's largest collection of historic spacecrafts. But before I go and have a good look at them, let's go over today's grammar tip sentence. Cell phones could not have developed if it hadn't been for the space program. Notice the phrase, if it hadn't been for. This is a very useful pattern when you want to give credit to someone or something. If the person or thing had not been around or done something, there would have been a problem. For example, I would have overslept if it hadn't been for your phone call. Now, this phrase could also appear at the beginning of a sentence, such as, if it hadn't been for his wife's encouragement and support, Mark wouldn't have been able to finish medical school. If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, please turn to today's grammar tip, and you'll find more example sentences there. That's it for now. I'm off to go look at some old spacecrafts and other exhibits they have here. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Liz. That was very helpful. So remember, the average person, we have gained a lot from spin-off technology. Now, we also use this word spin-off when we talk about other things like TV shows, books, and movies. Yes, there are some TV shows that I used to watch all the time that were very popular in America. And once those TV shows ended, the characters were so popular that some of those characters went on and made a spin-off television show.
You know which one I think of, Chelsea? The one that just came to mind is American Idol. And I think we originally got that idea from England, and now all over the world, a lot of countries have their own form of, it's not called American Idol, but it's obviously where a person becomes a famous singer within the country. So that has had a lot of spin-off programs. So that's another way we can use that word. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We see the space program is very important, and it has also greatly increased our body of knowledge. Again, this is Dr. Tso who is saying this, so these are his opinions, but this is what he believes. We are smarter, I guess, or we know more because of the space program.
And here, body of knowledge, it doesn't actually mean that that knowledge is a person who has a body. It just means the amount of information that we know, our body of knowledge. And this is a lot of information, so knowing more about space has helped us gain more information about ourselves and about the world around us. He goes on to say that while the space program has not answered all of our questions, it has given us a lot of food for thought. Now, this idiom, food for thought, is one that we like to use in English. So if we're talking about something that is giving us food for thought, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about something that gets us thinking, something that makes us think more about something. It's food for thought, so we dwell on it a little bit. We think about it. It's like food for our brains. So obviously, a lot of us, I think, when we watch a movie about space, we read a book about outer space, or we see something on a documentary, it makes us think more about outer space and what could be out there.
And we use this idiom, food for thought, a lot. So next time someone says something to you and you want to think about it a little more, you can tell them, this is food for thought. Well, let's go on to our next question. We ask him, is international cooperation the way of the future in space?
That word cooperation means the act of cooperating or working together to try to meet a common goal.
Okay, cooperation is very important, obviously. If you play on a sports team, I hope you have cooperation among your teammates. I also think of the word teamwork because you're working together, like Chelsea said. So the question is, do other countries all over the world need to work together? Is that the future in space, international cooperation? And his answer is, it already is.
Yes, he says, he gives an example. He says 14 countries in Europe, the ESA, European Space Agency, they already work together, and also many other countries are involved in the International Space Station.
So obviously it's very important that countries work together. They can make more progress if they work together. Of course, we're going to talk much more about this in a minute, but right now we need to take a break, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris. And today, we continue to look at Studio Classroom's interview with Dr. Peter Zhou.
In the interview, Dr. Zhou mentioned our body of knowledge. Doris, I don't get it. How can knowledge have a body?
You need to be careful with this word, Ken. Body here doesn't mean our physical body, but a collection or a quantity of something. For example, we can talk about the body of evidence, which refers to the collection of all the evidence.
Oh, so the body of knowledge is the collection of knowledge?
That's right.
What about a body of water? Is that a collection of water?
Yes, in a way. A body of water refers to a mass of water. An ocean, a lake, or a pond are all different bodies of water.
I see. 注意 body 在这里的用法指的是所有的整体的东西。Our body of knowledge 就是我们所有的知识的汇集。The body of evidence 是所有的证据。另外也有所谓的 body of water, 水体。其实任何有水聚集的地方都是一个 body of water, 像海洋、湖泊、河川甚至一个小池塘都是不同的 bodies of water。Doris, what about the collection of all the students in a school? Do we call it a body of students?
No, we call it the student body. And the leader of the students is the president of the student body.
I see. 若是要指一个学校全体的学生，我们可以用 the student body. 注意要用单数，而一个 student body 通常会有一个 president, 学年代表。
Well, let's take a break now. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Studio Classroom Worldwide. Welcome back from the break. Back when space exploration began, there were mainly two countries involved, the United States and the Soviet Union.Today, it's quite different. There are more and more countries getting involved in outer space. Why is that? Before we let Dr. Peter Zhou answer this question, let's look at the useful word appreciation, as in, Miriam wants me to give you this gift in appreciation for all you did for her. Now let's find out some answers as we jump back in the text. This reading begins on line 15.
Exploring the final frontier. There are also many countries involved with the International Space Station. The costs of space exploration are so large, you need a lot of participants and funding sources.
We've learned a lot about space. Do we know everything we want to know?
Far from it. It's like my personal life. The more I learn, the more I know how much I don't know.Before we went to the moon, we only saw what it looked like from Earth. After we got there, we found a whole new set of questions to ask. That's a good thing because it lets us increase our knowledge and appreciation of things.
We're back and still talking aboutspace exploration, and we just asked Dr. Peter Zhou if it's important that there is international cooperation, that people all over the world work together in order to learn more about space. And he, of course, said yes, and it's already happening. And we already learned about the ESA, or the European Space Agency, that has 14 countries that are already working together to try to further what we know about space.
Well, that's good. I think the more cooperation, the more progress they can make. I think sometimes some countries want to race to get into space first, but I think he realizes the benefits of of working together, and it also brings unity among countries. So he continues to say, there are also many countries involved with the International Space Station. So there is an International Space Station, and when other countries are involved, well, then they're all contributing things like money, so that helps out a lot.
That's right. He goes on to say the costs of space exploration are so huge, you need a lot of participants and funding resources. So you need a lot of participants. You need many people involved, and you need funding sources. You need people who are willing to give money to be part of this program.
So space exploration will take a lot of international participants. Let's go on and look at the next question that Studio Classroom asked Dr. Peter Zhou. We ask, we've learned a lot about space. Do we know everything we want to know? You know, space is such a huge area. I can't imagine that we know everything we want to know.
I don't think we'll ever know everything we want to know. The more you study space, the more overwhelming I think it becomes, because you realize how huge the universe is and how small we are. Well, let's see what Dr. Zhou has to say. He says, I have definitely not learned everything I want to know. Far from it. If you use that phrase, far from it, it means you still have so much more to learn. You are far from where you want to be in your own personal knowledge or quest to learn these things.
He goes on to say, it's like my personal life. The more I learn, the more I know how much I don't know. And I think this is true. The more we learn things, the more we realize there's so much that we don't know. In fact, a few years ago, there was a book that said that everything I learned in kindergarten. And then you realize there's many things you don't know.
Exactly. I remember being in college, and I studied math, you know, and I remember thinking when I went to college, oh, I know math, right? But then I realized I only knew a fraction of what is out there. And it was kind of depressing at times to realize I don't think I can ever know everything. There's no possible way.
There is no possible way. And Dr. Peter Zhou is saying the exact same thing is true for space exploration. We only know a very small amount, and there is always room to learn more.
Now, next, Dr. Zhou gives us an example of this. He says, well, before we went to the moon, we only saw what it looked like from Earth. Now, before we look at that sentence for a minute, who is the we he's talking about? Is he talking about himself there?
No, he's talking about the scientists and the astronauts, people who went up in space. So these people only knew a little bit about the moon, but he says once we got there, we found a whole new set of questions to ask. So once they landed on the moon, they discovered they had many, many new questions. They wanted to know so much more about the moon.
And you know, when they landed on the moon, it opened their eyes to the universe in such a way that they had never seen before, and it was so exciting. And I know we learn about that in history books in America because it was a very big deal. And Peter Zhou goes on to say that that's a good thing because it lets us increase our knowledge to learn more and the appreciation of things. Now that word appreciation, Esther, if we are appreciative of something, we have appreciation. What does that mean?
It means we are very thankful for something, or this thing has shown us the truth. So now we are very thankful and we know more things. We know the truth about the space.
And I think we're going to continue learning so many things about space. Obviously, it's still the final frontier. Nobody's living on the moon yet, so we have a long ways to go, I'm sure, and a lot of things to learn. But like Dr. Zhou says, we can all appreciate what has been done so far in space exploration. It's been really a treat to get to have this interview with such an intelligent man, and we hope that you enjoy listening to more things that he has to say right now.
At your time at JPL, you faced many challenges. How did you deal with those challenges?
Well, in the space program, we're always waiting for the other shoe to drop because there are many things could happen. It involves hundreds of people and just so many process program going on, so many devices going on. Besides, nature has all kinds of things could happen. So, when you, something does happen, that's why we do have teams of people. And constantly everybody gets together and figure the best way to solve it. And, yes, we have had many, many such issues. So, on looking back, it's very exciting to be able to resolve that. So you want to build a spacecraft, and the hardware, the software, have many redundancies. There's a way to work around, strap yourself. So you have to do that. Now you do that before the mission. So if you don't need it, fine. If you need it, it's available.
Sounds like the most work goes into the preparation.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Okay. What further accomplishments do you hope to make?
Well, the reason you want to explore is to be curious. But exploration process comes in steps. As you learn more, you ask more questions, and so on and so forth. I certainly very fortunate to have a Stardust mission to bring the first sample from a comet. But there are many comets. Each comet is different. So one aspect, we probably bring sample from more comets or bring sample from other bodies, which will enrich our understanding.
Hi everyone, 我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 spin off 这个成语。spin off 是指附加效果或者是副产品，当作名词片语使用，也可以写成中间有连接号的写法。例如 ,this company is a spin off of another company in the car industry。这家公司原本是一家汽车公司所衍生出来的企业，或者是This sitcom is a spin-off of a blockbuster movie. 这部情景喜剧是一部很轰动的电影衍生出来的节目。接下来我们看的是 food for thought 这个成语。food for thought, 思想的食物，意思就是指引人深思的事情。如果是 give someone food for thought, 是指让某人开始去想。例如 ,your interesting opinions have given us food for thought. 你的很有意思的意见让我们深思。或者是 This documentary movie gave the audience food for thought regarding the condition of rainforests. 这部纪录片让观众们去深思雨林的状况。最后我们看的是 appreciation 这个名词，它在这里是指欣赏。例如 Both of Jack's parents are artists, so his appreciation for art is incredible. Jack 的双亲都是艺术家，所以 Jack 对艺术的鉴赏力相当的惊人。Appreciation 也指感谢或感激，例如 We want to give you these flowers to show you our appreciation for your help. 我们要送你这些花来表达对你的帮助的感激。And thank you for paying attention. I appreciate that. Goodbye and take care.
Exploring the final frontier.
How have average people gained from space exploration and its technologies?
Well, the biggest way is through spin-off technology. Cell phones, for example, could not have developed, at least as quickly as they did, if it hadn't been for the space program. It has also greatly increased our body of knowledge. While the space program has not answered all of our questions, it has given us a lot of food for thought.
Is international cooperation the way of the future in space?
Yes, it already is. For example, ESA, European Space Agency, has 14 different countries involved. There are also many countries involved with the International Space Station. The costs of space exploration are so large, you need a lot of participants and funding sources.
We've learned a lot about space. Do we know everything we want to know?
Far from it. It's like my personal life. The more I learn, the more I know how much I don't know. Before we went to the moon, we only saw what it looked like from Earth. After we got there, we found a whole new set of questions to ask. That's a good thing because it lets us increase our knowledge and appreciation of things.
Hey everyone, check out the key points on page 32. Try to fill in the blanks and then check your work with the answers on page 71. Tomorrow, we begin a new article about technology that's somewhat new, podcasting. We hope you return and join us for that. Right now, it's time to say goodbye. So from all of us here at Studio Classroom, bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day.